Dr. Peter A. James, and I want to welcome you to another Saturday edition of our infamous mastermind. And if you want to get involved, if you want to dive in, first and foremost, the number here is 661-554-9219 to join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time as we explore the success formula of Napoleon Hill, outlined in his best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich. So definitely, if you dial in, make sure you press number one on your phone to raise your hand to be brought into our conversation. And today's show, I am so excited because this is our master class. This is where we get together and brainstorm all there is to know about specialized knowledge. And my co-hosts are so specialized knowledgeable. If that's a word, for sure. They're going to talk about their personal experiences and observations as it's outlined from chapter 4 in this infamous book, of course. We have, of course, Ann McNeil, the master builder, Ursula Odom, the owner of Sula 2, Pegeen, of course, who is the infamous worldwide power women speaker. And my name again is Dr. James. And last but not least, Galen Bingham, who is the CEO of Kiln. But he'll talk about that in just a second. I did a horrible job of probably introducing them, so I'm going to start off with Galen. Galen, it is good to see you here this morning. You are smiling bright and early on Saturday morning. Galen, introduce yourself to our audience if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Galen Bingham, I am the CEO of Kiln Global Coaching and Consulting. I help leaders bake permanent success into their work and life. And I am just so excited about this show and this opportunity to share with everyone. Specialized knowledge is definitely the backbone of what we try to do. So back to you, Peter.
Awesome. Awesome, Galen. Good to see you this morning. Love that you guys are around the Zoom table today. And I know, of course, Pegeen is in the house. She is the CEO of Power Women Worldwide. Pegeen, I love the office building that you're in.
Well, thank you so much. Every day we're expanding more and more. You know, with the thing that we know about Thinking Rich, if you see it, it is so. And therefore, now it is so. I'm having fun. I got to tell you, I'm doing shots of all of us because it's like I'm a proud mama that we're live and doing this virtually so you can actually see us. How great is that? And Peter, I love that you're there. Look at this. This is my family. You know, we are family. I got all my sisters and brothers with me. So I'm excited about specialized knowledge, and I'm excited about this with everybody because it is through our work of sharing, which is what we're doing right now, that we're able to not only receive the message of specialized knowledge, but we're here today to share the message of specialized knowledge. And for those of you that are watching, whether it be on Facebook or whether it be in the replay, whether it be that you're listening us to the radio show, this is for you. Because if you're listening, you are called. If you call your friends, send this, share it. Tell everybody, come on now, because you will love this show. I love these people. They're brilliant.
And we love you, Pegeen, so much. And as Pegeen was just mentioning, we are live streamed on Zoom, live streamed on Facebook, live streamed on Blog Talk Radio. I think we're just live streamed everywhere, actually. Don't you think that, Ursula? I'm excited to dive in to hear a little bit about you this morning. Good morning.
Yeah, we're coming to you live this morning, and I am so excited to be among this group of people. Oh, how wonderful they are, and how wonderful I feel to be a part of that. And I'm also CEO of Sula 2, and we make old, new, and everything we do, in that we capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form possible. And that's why I love this, because we get to tell our story, we get to hear other people's story, and we get to share about the things that we have learned from each other and from our audiences. And today is interactive, and we get to dive deep into specialized knowledge. So I'm so excited about this.
Ursula, you are specialized knowledgeable. Thank you so much for that, Ursula. But, you know, I would be remiss if I did not introduce the young lady who brought us all together. Of course, she's also driving the Facebook and Zoom train today, none other than Anne McNeil. Anne McNeil, good morning to you.
And good morning, Peter. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well this morning. How are you?
Awesome. This is exciting.
So tell us a little bit quickly about yourself there, Anne McNeil.
Oh, my gosh. Galen, Peter, Begin, all of our listeners, my name is Anne McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life, utilizing my McNeil Factor insights from this book, Think and Grow Rich. And as the founder of the International Mastermind Association, I am excited about this journey and the discussion we're having about specialized knowledge. So I can't wait to get started.
Good stuff this morning. So, you know, we're doing things a little bit different. Usually we have a special guest who we interview about this great text, find out what their whole process was for reading it, adopting it, digesting it. But we're doing things a little bit different this morning. We have a round table. And you know what? Anything can happen in the round table. So we have to be prepared. Since I'm the host, I get to kind of do what I'm driving a little bit, even though Anne McNeil is like the boss. I'm driving today. So she's riding a shotgun today. So, but I want to get somebody, one of my distinguished co-hosts, to read off or at least tell us what these 13 principles are that Napoleon Hill has spoken of, what they are. Just in general, maybe a little quick snapshot of what they are before we dive into the specialized knowledge topic. Now, here's the thing. We're all talkers, so I'm the one who's going to kind of reel us in a little bit, but we've got so much knowledge between the five of us that we don't even know how this conversation is going to go this morning. So I'm going to one of my distinguished co-hosts, who they don't know who they are right now, who is going to tell us what these 13 principles are. And I think Pagin, you are the one, you are the winner of this phenomenal privilege this morning. So Pagin, please tell us about these 13 principles.
So I'm going to read the 13 principles from the book. They are number one, desire, the starting point of all achievement. This is the first step to riches. You have to desire something. Two, faith, visualization and belief in the attainment of desire, the second step to riches. Three, auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. You gotta think it and you gotta say it to grow to believe it. Four, specialized knowledge, personalized experience, personal experiences or observation, the fourth step to riches. Five, imagination, the workshop of the mind, the fifth step to riches. Six, organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action, the sixth step to riches. Seven, decision, the mastery of procrastination, the seventh step to riches. 8, persistence, the sustained effort necessary to induce faith, the eighth step to riches. 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force, the ninth step to riches. And you all have the opportunity to be in our mastermind. This is what a mastermind is, and you're here with us, so good for you. 10, the mystery of sex transmutation, the 10th step to riches. Don't go getting your mind into a place that it doesn't belong. Keep with the mystery of sex transmutation. I have to turn the page. Hold on. 11, the subconscious mind, the connecting link, the 11th step to riches. 12, the brain, a broadcasting and receiving station for thought, the 12th step to riches. 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom, the 13th step to riches. These are the 13 steps. This is what we study, deep dive, and go into. And today we are focusing on one of my favorites, which is number four, specialized knowledge. Thank you, Peter, for letting me read.
You know, while you were reading that, Peggy, I was thinking we needed music in the background. You know, that would be kind of like, it would be, you know, that much more stunning, you know?
You know what? I'm going to work on that for you. I'm going to work on that the next time we are going to have music, video, live to really bring this up. Thank
like
you.
A symphony or something like that. Oh, I don't know there, Pagin. But thank you so much for reading all of those principles, which are, again, the backdrop of this entire text here, Napoleon Hill. We're going to dive into chapter four today, specialized knowledge. And again, this is going to be just a conversation. For those of you who are listening, please feel free to dive in and ask questions about specialized knowledge, which is in chapter four of the text, which talks about personal experiences or observations around specialized knowledge. I'm going to start off by reading a little bit of the chapter, and then I'm going to toss out a question to my co-host here as well. So the text starts off by saying there are two kinds of knowledge. One is general, the other is specialized. General knowledge, no matter how great in quantity or variety it may be, is of but little use in the accumulation of money. The faculties of the great universities possess in the aggregate practically every form of general knowledge known to civilization. Most of the professors have not amassed great wealth. They specialize in teaching knowledge, but they do not specialize in the organization or the use of knowledge for the accumulation of money. Ooh, I'm going to stop right there. And then I'm going to throw out this comment right here to see what kind of reaction I get from my co-host. And I'm going to start out with Ann McNeil. Ann McNeil, when I say this to you, and I'm going to say it just how you probably think I'm going to say it, but I might mess it up a little bit too. Knowledge is power.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Knowledge is power. What does that mean to you? When I say that, what resonates?
Knowledge is only power if it's applied.
Tell me more, please.
Well, the knowledge that is taught in universities oftentimes is not applied if it's not directed toward a specific, definite chief purpose or aim or goal or an amount of money. Let me give an example. This book starts off by talking about desire. How much money do you want? The desire does not have to be money, but let's say that it's something material. I like money better. Let's use that example. The second thing the author says that we must do is we must know how we're going to make the money. This is where specialized knowledge comes in. Colleges teach us to have these degrees, but we're not specializing in the knowledge that is required to obtain that money. So if we're focusing on a profession, the money is not necessarily tied to the profession. It's just another job. And I'll give you an example. I was interviewing some interns for an internship with my firm. I own a construction company for over 40 years in the South Florida area. And we hire a lot of interns. We've hired over 100 interns during the time I've had my business. And so as I began to talk to this particular potential intern, I asked them about what did they really want to do, how much money they wanted, what area they wanted to go in, and if they were aware of the different industries. This person is getting ready to graduate. Mm-hmm. They were clueless, getting ready to graduate, talking about getting another degree, and clueless. And right at that moment, I realized how true this book really is across the board. So knowledge is power only if it is applied and directed towards specific goals.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff. As a college professor, I have a love-hate relationship with my profession, for lack of a better word, because of what you have just described there. I feel like we don't do our students justice enough for what happens after graduation as well. some nuggets you dropped in on us, Ann McNeil, and I know your co-host here, they got some stuff to add to that relative to their own experiences about specialized knowledge. So I'm going to jump in and say, Ursula, you know, as I say this word, specialized knowledge, what resonates with you, even relative to what Miss Ann was mentioning as well?
Well, this chapter always reminds me of my grandmother, as does most things in life. She used to say that I was a blessed child, and I didn't know what that meant, but over time I realized that there are a lot of different things that I can do. And I would say that the power came when I pulled them all together and figured out that they actually work in harmony with each other. The different skills that I have were meant to fulfill a particular purpose. And when I started living in that purpose, that's when all of the pieces of me made sense. All of the things that I liked doing and that I seemed to gravitate to all of my life, and ultimately became a specialist in certain areas. And as it relates to pulling them together, I don't see too many people doing the kinds of things that I do in the way that I do them. So it has become a specialized skill, a specialized knowledge. And that is where I think the power is, once I know that and once I can communicate that and then deliver that.
Yeah, that's good. I often think of people who sometimes are all over the place. And they lack that specialized knowledge, that focus more or less on doing something specific. You know, Galen, as it relates to this focus, what are your thoughts relative to maybe people you might coach or individuals who you might speak to who may be going for almost fly by night to a certain extent? What have you experienced around that?
Yeah, I think that real value comes from specialized knowledge, and that's what we're talking about. And I think it was absolutely appropriate for you to start out the show talking about the difference between general knowledge and specialized knowledge. I've said that the only place where general knowledge is profitable are on game shows.
Because like Jeopardy, right?
Jeopardy, that's a great place to earn money from general knowledge. And the question that I often get when I share that with people is they say, well, so are you saying that there's no value in going to school? There's no value in obtaining a degree? And my answer to that is that there's absolutely value in getting and obtaining a general degree, because that demonstrates that you have the ability to learn. Mm-hmm. Right. So that demonstrates that if I put something in front of you as your employer, if I give you a curriculum that I need you to understand, you've got the ability to understand that. But don't expect me to just give you a lot of money or give you a lot of opportunity or power or authority just because you've got the general degree, just because you know a lot of trivia about a particular area. So that's what comes to mind. That's why this is so important. And, I'll go back to the text. One of my favorite parts of this text is where it says that those people who have stopped learning only because they finished school, they are doomed, helplessly doomed to mediocrity, because that's not what I need as an employer. That's not what I need as a business owner. I need you to specialize in being able to do the things that I need for you to do.
Yeah, I caution students oftentimes. I say, hey, this degree alone will not take you to the promised land. It won't. It's just actually a piece of paper at the end of the day that shows that you know how to study, that you know what to do in school. Maybe you know how to make the grade, but what really does it prove after that? And Pagin, it looks like I know you've done a lot of stuff after school. So you could tell us about them all and tell us about how this specialized knowledge resonates with you as well.
So thank you. When I'm looking at this, so I'm going to read this from the book on page 179. It says, successful people in all callings never stop acquiring specialized knowledge related to their major purpose, business, or profession. Those who are not successful usually make the mistake of believing that the knowledge acquiring period ends when one finishes school. The truth is that formal education does live but little more than to put one in the way of learning how to acquire practical knowledge. We find ourselves, this is so relevant to today, we find ourselves in a changed world today. Would you all nod your head in agreement about that one? Right?
Absolutely.
And we also have seen some outstanding changes in educational requirements. The order of the day is specialization. The truth was emphasized by Robert P. Morgan, quoted in a piece written when he was administrator of Columbia University. One of the things he shared was a graduate who has been active on campus, whose personality is such that he or she gets along with all kinds of people and who has done an adequate job with studies, has the most decided edge over the strictly academic student. And why I pointed that out was specialized knowledge is not just knowing the technical aspects of your job or your career, but it's about expanding your specialized knowledge no matter what your industry, how to sell, how to be connected with people, how can you master your investments? Ann talks about this all the time. You are a person on a success path, and in order for you to move into that success path, you have to gain knowledge in a multitude of areas specialized for your destiny. So, for instance, we are all on Zoom right now. We just spent time before this mastering some details of the experience so that we can be most effective on Zoom speaking to you. That doesn't come from just dropping down when we need it. We've got to invest the time in gaining the specialized knowledge of how to communicate in a most powerful way. So I might be an expert in women in leadership, but that does me no help if I can't communicate my message out there. So I have to learn the tools and techniques to learn how to get my message out there. I have to learn how to be a really nice person that you all want to be with me. Because if you don't want me around you, I wouldn't be here. So I've had to invest in learning that knowledge of how to be a person that people are magnetized to be with. So specialized knowledge is all the variables that you need to know to be on mission to make sure that you are the success story that you are. And if you're not willing to play that game, well,
back to the drawing board.
you need to play that game. So everybody that's out there right now that's staying at home, if you're watching TV and watching every rerun and every rerun movie, is that the best investment for you to have the specialized knowledge that you know? Do you know how to use Zoom? Do you know how to use the technology? Do you know how to do that? And that's where I'm coming from. This is the greatest opportunity that you all have to increase your knowledge to be your highest, best success in the world. That's how I see it. Galen?
And before Galen jumps, I want to even jump in with that. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think actually Zoom needs its own masterclass for sure, so that we can figure out how to do this perfectly. But I want to toss this one out, and I'll go with you, Galen, first. I have a doctorate, of course, but my education, my specialized knowledge has not stopped there. I have gone on to get other certifications and learn other things. And I'm going to ask you guys, give me a snippet of about at least one or two certifications or other specialized knowledge that you have gotten after school. Because I think what that's going to do for our audience is to be like, wow, I didn't think that that's what it took to become successful or on the journey to success. So as an example, I have gone back to get coaching certification. I have gone, I'm a certified executive and corporate coach. I have gone to get speaker certification so that I can feel more comfortable and be more confident in front of an audience. I've done numerous personality assessment certifications as well, and a diversity and inclusion certification, all to tailor to my audience or to tailor to my customers. Galen, give us just a sneak peek of maybe one or two that you've done also.
Yeah, you know, so again, I think like you, there's just a progression.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the value, and I keep going back to the value of the general education, because I don't want anyone to think that there's no value in going to school.
Sure.
The value of the general education is to find that area that you might be passionate about, to find that area that you might have some interest in. So I've got my general education. Out of that general education, I determined, you know, hey, business seems to be something that I seem to understand. It makes sense to me. I'm excited about it. Let me go on and get a master's degree in business and how business operates, so I can understand that at a little higher level. So I've gotten my MBA. After getting my MBA and working in the corporate world for 30 years, I said, well, hey, I seem to be really good in business as far as advising people, getting the most out of the people that I work with, whether they're my direct reports, whether they're my peers, quite honestly, whether they might be even senior to me. I seem to have a knack for getting the best out of them. So let me focus on coaching. So very similar to what you said, I've got my coaching certification, learning that coaching professionally as a certified coach, vastly different than what you might do with friends or with colleagues or that what you might even do, in a corporate setting. So I've got my coaching certification, again, just specializing in this area. Yep. Of leadership. Even beyond that, I'm working on and getting certification around the emotional intelligence part of being a leadership coach, right? Because emotional intelligence is a part of how you interact with the people in your organization as a leader. So I'm getting even specialization within my specialization.
Right.
That again, part of my vision of how I want to show up in the world. And we've even got some people here that's part of this as an attendee that's joining this webinar, who are part of that program with me. People coming in from Paris, France, people from all over the world are taking that same journey as they specialize in their area, in the area that they've already identified as being passionate.
Good stuff. Pagin, it looks like you are chomping at the bit on this as well. Yes, please.
I am, because one of the things that Galen has in addition to all that he just shared, which I think is a vital specialized knowledge that makes him so valuable, mm-hmm. to entrepreneurs and people that want to open a business. He also owns a franchise. So he owns a business. So he's not coming just from the cerebral, this is what I think you should do, I am a guru. He's in the trenches of, you know, how do I run a business during this experience? How do I go searching for engaging my employees? How do I go? He's living it. Yeah. So specialized knowledge, and I think that's a huge value you bring, Galen. You're not just talking from reading and learning. You're talking from living the experience. And anybody that's running a franchise, anybody that wants to be CEO, and that's one of the blessings that Galen brings, is he's not giving you information that's just from a book. He's looking at it and goes, yeah, that worked in the book, but let me tell you something, that does not work in real life, let me tell you. So I think that's another part of specialized knowledge, the experience that you gain. And so I just wanted to jump in on that.
That's good. That's very good insight there, Pagin. Ursula, I know you also have experience as a business owner, but tell us also a little bit about some of the specialized knowledge that you were able to achieve after your formal education as well.
Okay, my formal education was in arts management, meaning theater and the arts. Got out and found out that I couldn't make any money on a local basis with that. And I went into computer programming with a major corporation, went up the ranks with that. And then I came out and went into sales. So certification after school included programming and systems analysis and all of those kinds of things. And then after I left that, I became a certified financial analyst, meaning that I was licensed in life, health, variable annuities, and Series 6 securities. Long story short, at one point, I sat down and I analyzed all these things that I could do and all these certifications I had and decided if I liked them or not. And discovered that some of those things I didn't like and some of those things I really liked, and I honed in on the things that I love. And so what emerged from that are my computer skills, my love of old photographs and old things, and they come together as I capture stories and represent those stories to the universe. And that form takes place in books, videos, legacy walls, and live performances. So I pulled into today what I was trained for, and I portray Mary McLeod Bethune. But when I look at it, it's all about telling the story. Mm. A story of an individual, a story of a corporation, a story of a legend. My story. But it's all about the story.
I love that. I love that. This, your own story, your own individual story plays a big, big role in the education, the specialized knowledge that you seek after formal education. And McNeil, you know, I think I learned a lot about this from you, my dear. So I just want to hear a little snippet of, because I know it's a long snippet, but I want to hear a little snippet of the certifications or the specialized knowledge that you have received after your formal education as well. And I think you're on mute. And now you are off mute.
Yes. I think we're all really good examples of going down a path and realizing it may not bring us the desired impact that we want. So my journey snippet, we're on camera.
Funny.
And I have to say, Anne, that was so cute.
Those people that know me will get that quickly. But I have an undergraduate degree in accounting, a master's in finance. And I've been in the construction industry for 40 years. Because I came home from work one day, and my husband told me if he had to do all over again, he graduated valedictorian with a degree in accounting. Actually, I married him because he helped me out. But he said this to me. He said, if I had to do all over again, I wouldn't go to college. I said, why? I'm in the process of getting a second degree, thinking about getting a third degree. He said, I think we were taught all wrong. I said, what do you mean? He said, you know, we're making repairs on the property we own on the street. And the guys who didn't finish high school, never went to college, got a trade. And I did the math. He said, if we self-perform the work, the savings would be more than you make in a year. It did not take me long to realize. At that moment, while on my corporate job, while working on a master's degree, in finance, I went to trade school. And that's how I ended up into construction.
Wow.
Certification in trade.
Wow.
Specialized knowledge at its best.
Just a beautiful snippet of someone who has gotten the degree, but realized the degree is only so much, right? The degree only gets you a certain place. As an entrepreneurship teacher, I have many students who come to me and say, hey, I want to start a business. I want to come take your class. And I tell them this every single time. I say, if you're really passionate about starting your business, don't take my class. Because what's going to happen when you take any college course? You're going to get wrapped up in that A, that B, that C, or that D. You're going to forget about the learning that you need to really start your business. Because if I give you a C on a paper, you're going to feel like, oh, I'm a failure. I'm not doing well. I don't know how to do this. And when it's really not about that man-made A, B, C, or D, what it's really about is the knowledge, specialized knowledge that you're getting to really launch, preparing to launch or end launching. And that's what happens oftentimes in school, especially adults who go back to school. They want to get that GPA up. And I hate to say this, ladies and gentlemen, but that GPA does not make you any more money. I'm going to let that sit out there a little bit longer.
I will say, Peter,
yeah.
Everybody here, how many times in your career has anybody asked you, what was your GPA in college? Just raise your hand if anybody has ever asked you that in any one of your jobs. Has anybody asked you if you've showed up at class all the time?
Yeah.
Has anybody asked you that?
in full disclosure, when you're pledging for different sororities and things like that, I think it comes up at that point. So once in my life.
But that didn't make any money either, right? Go ahead, Begin.
That was what all I need to say is that, yeah. You know, sometimes we attach. I think that it's really important that something that Ann just said, and that's in this book, on page 81, and it says this: anything acquired without effort and without cost is generally unappreciated and often discredited. The self-discipline one receives from a definite program of specialized study makes up to some extent for the wasted opportunity when knowledge was available without cost. So sometimes that knowledge that you may have received because somebody paid for it for you is not as valuable as the one that you had to pay for with blood, sweat, and tears. The other thing that it says that it, on the bottom of page 81 says, one of the strange things about human beings is that they value only that which has a price. And for those of you that work for somebody, employers give greater consideration to employees who participate regularly in self-study courses and other forms of professional development. The key about this, are you telling your bosses or the courses that you're taking? Are you sharing how you invest in yourself? Are you telling, because that is very, very valuable. If you're taking yourself from where you are to where you want to be through self-study, that is magic, is what I say.
Yeah. And the thing to add to that, before we go back over to Ann McNeil, to add to that, if you are an adult thinking about going back to college, really do a cost benefit time analysis. Ask yourself, is the cost I got to pay for this and the time that I got to put into this, is it going to provide me that return on investment that I'm seeking, that I'm really seeking? Oftentimes we just do it because that's what society tells us we need to do to advance in our careers. And I have to say, I don't know. I don't know if that's really the path. Ann, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to just make a point on and give an example of what Begin was saying and what we've been talking about. Oftentimes we don't think about the fact that specialized knowledge can be purchased.
Mm.
And so when you look at experts, coaches, everybody on here has a profession, expertise in a particular area, if you focus on the ultimate goal, how much money it is you want, and if you look at what skill sets are required to achieve that, if you don't have it, you can purchase it. So I just wanted to just share that because I think Edison, Ford, Burbank, a lot of these people came together in the form of a mastermind with different kinds of skill sets. And we're benefiting today because of what they did. You can look at any industry, the technology industry. When you look at the best minds that we know, they purchased skill sets that they may not have had. So I just wanted to share that. We talk about specialized knowledge. You don't always need to have it.
Ursula, what are your thoughts on that? And then I'll go to Galen after Ursula.
Well, actually, I sent kind of a note that said that I wanted to ask a question, and it's a little bit of a deviation, having to do with that mother that prepared her son and did these extra things, and it was kind of my aha moment for today, in that we always talk about starting at the bottom and working our way up and going the distance, right? But there are indications in here that you do everything you can not to start at the bottom. And so when I think about that and the mastermind and being among this group of people, it's like if I really was just starting out, what an advantage that would be to have access to the four of you. And knowing that there are people watching and listening that now have access to the five of us, just know that maybe this is your opportunity not to start at the bottom. Mm-hmm. You have the advantage of learning everything that we know and then adding what you know to it. And that has to be an incredible advantage in life if you take it seriously and know that that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's good insight. That's another part of the text for sure, this power of this mastermind that we love and hold so near and dear to us. Galen, what are your thoughts on this whole specialized knowledge?
Yeah, you know, I just want to tap into and highlight something that Pekin and both Ms. Ann talked about, and it's this, and actually ties into the second line. I love doing this. You know, I get so deep into the chapter. It's usually when I go back and read things at the very beginning that things get deeper for me. If you look at the subtitle to this entire chapter, it says personal experiences or observations. I mean, we started this conversation talking about certifications, talking about formal training, and really, really important. Please don't tell your parents that Galen said, I don't need to go to school, right? Really important. But personal experiences and observations, there's power in that. And the piece that Begin read talked about that we have a tendency as people to discredit and devalue things that come easily. Right. So if I've had an experience and Begin talked about some of my experiences, if I have an experience, it's easy for me to forget. That's valuable. That's valuable insight for me to think about how to leverage that when I'm advising other businesses or when I'm trying to, you know, find a job. There's value in my experiences. It doesn't necessarily have to come from formal education or certification. And then something that Ms. Ann said, she just highlighted the part about people are often looking to buy that information. They're looking to purchase that experience. So if you're on the other side of this, I mean, we're talking about this, all of us are business owners, and we're talking about this from the perspective of a business owner. But if you're not a business owner and you're looking to find a way to generate wealth for yourself, think about those personal experiences that you've had and how that might be of value to someone who has not had those experiences. Because I'll tell you, if I own a business and I'm thinking about all of these high-level strategic things, I could really use someone that can tell me, this is what you need to do on Tuesday, right? And that might be the very experience that you have and that could benefit me as a business owner.
But I so agree with everybody what you're saying, Galen. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Peter, thank you for sharing about not willing to start at the bottom. It made me think of something. When I came back from Spain, I came back to the U.S. I wanted to be in corporate. I got an in to be a receptionist for a corporation. Now, to most people go, well, how do you start starting from the bottom? That was one of the richest experiences I've ever had for two reasons. One, trust me, the receptionist has so much power to get you in or to kick you out. And I learned more about people. You treated me in a certain way. It's so funny how you couldn't get through to that call. And the other thing that happened during that experience that was really important, because we're talking about specialized knowledge, I had no intention of staying as reception. I had intention to one day be CEO. I had intention, and I knew that I needed to learn to sell. So my job actually started at 9 o'clock, but I would show up at work at 7 because Tony was the top salesperson. And Tony would practice his sales pitch. We sold men's wear, and he would lay it out and he would practice it. And I would go in early to work with him, and he would give me tips. He didn't even realize that he was teaching me. He would say, you hold it this way. You present your garment this way. You talk about that this is the greatest piece of gold going on. And he would teach that he would practice, you know, they come in with something called SKU numbers, 1, 2, 3, but he would add colors like sunburst orange, right? So he would have this. So on Fridays, I always saw the president of the company. This is embarrassing. The president of the company would leave at 4 o'clock every Friday. And I could watch him get into the elevators and go down. So every Friday at 4:15, I would go on the PA system across. I'd go, all right, everybody, it's time for the Pekin Show. Here we go. All right, call in right now. If you could tell me the new SKU number 326, if you could tell me that color, you get a trip to Florida. All right, everybody, here we go. Da, 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 da. And they would call and say, SKU number 3264 is sunburst orange. You got that thing. And I would play this every Friday. Well, one Friday I was sitting there and I was so into it. I did my show, and what you heard was the SKU number is 326. This is Ed Saunders. Come to my office. And this is going over the PA. And what you heard, what you heard was, dun, 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 dun. That's what, you know, doors were closing. Nobody was looking at me. I walked to his office and he said, now this is back when they could actually say this, but he said, you think you've got some balls, don't you? And I said, sir, I'm a woman. I don't have those. And he said to me, so you come in Monday, you talk to the HR manager. We need to have a talk. And I said, yes, sir, no problem. So I walked out like, man, I wasn't fired, which was amazing. I came back on Monday morning, again, 7 o'clock to meet Tony. Macy's was coming for a major presentation at 8 o'clock. So the place was not open yet. I was there to work with Tony. Ed Saunders was there, a couple of the VPs. And of course, I had been working with Tony all along. Tony had been in a car accident that day, so he wasn't going to be able to come in. Ed came up and said, Tony says you know his whole pitch. I know you got balls. You're selling today. And I went in front of all the executives this, doing the pitch exactly as Tony did, and we sold and closed the deals. Didn't get any money from the deal. Tony got all the commission. I got nothing. But I did get promoted immediately.
Nice.
What I'm saying is specialized knowledge looks different. Is you got to take the specialized knowledge and then use your experience, use your insights, use your mojo to allow people to see how you've invested in yourself. Back then, I was reading Success Magazine. Back then, I was reading Think and Grow Rich. Back then, I was doing all the internal work. But in that moment, I was the low man on the totem, well, low woman on the totem. Low, I was low. I was low. It was a choice of, you know, it was just low. But we got to do something. So I just want to share that experience because sometimes we talk, this is what life really is about, right?
Yeah. That's good stuff. That's good stuff there, Fakim. A lot of good comments, a lot of good insight from you guys. I truly appreciate you as well. We're getting actually some comments on chat as well. I think who was this? This was Anthony Rogers, who just said, everyone's experience is unique. From my experiences, the environment must be masterminded as well, especially if you're dealing with the will of negative people challenging your persons. Specialized knowledge for a specific field may be necessary in a degree while you gain experience in the field of study. From my experience, it was tradesman to construction engineer to break through certain levels after years of attempt. It took me moving around to many regions to see where I would fit. There was none until I combined both and picked a sweet spot best for my family. And, you know, a lot of times this specialized knowledge, to Anthony's credit, is a trial and error analysis to a certain perspective. You have to really decide, hey, maybe this, I'm going to go down this path. It didn't work. Well, I'm going to shift a little bit and kind of and work down this path. So here's my last question for everybody. And I'm going to ask, as you answer this question, ensure that you let everyone know who is listening, who is watching, how they can get in touch with you. But my last question is this. I talked to you guys about the past and what specialized knowledge you have done. Now I'm going to ask you guys, hey, what specialized knowledge are you in the middle of or looking to pursue in the future? And I'll get things kicked off. I am looking to parlay my knowledge into online courses now, but I'm not as savvy as I need to be with online courses for the society, for the public. So I'm taking some courses now to shore up that ability in order I'm looking at courses online, other online courses or individuals who can help me with that to get that specialized knowledge in that field so that I can provide my content, my expertise, my experience to an audience or to future customers. So I'm diving into a specialized knowledge of online courses. Ursula, what about you? What's next on your agenda for specialized knowledge?
Well, I'm loving producing Legacy Wall. And believe it or not, I've become a senior citizen YouTuber. I have learned more than I want to know about graphic design, but it positions me to build a team. And so what I would love to see is Legacy Walls all over the country. And educating young people, old people, community, whatever. And also in that arena, it's the same skill that would allow me to celebrate the family history as well. By pulling together the stories of the family and presenting it in a way that it becomes a keepsake. So legacy walls, legacy presentations, just keeping those stories alive. And whatever I need to learn in order to master that or have someone else work with me is what I am focused on right now.
Love that. Love that, Ursula. How do we get in touch with you? How does the audience reach out to you?
You can reach out to me first by going to my website. We all need that traffic. And it's sulatoo.com, SULATOO.com. And start by looking at the legacy walls. I'm a publisher and I do a lot of other things too, but they all come together to tell the story. That's what I'd like you to do.
Awesome, Ursula. And make sure you type in your website in the chat for those who are listening or watching on the chat as well. Who are we going to next? Pagin, how about your next attempt at specialized knowledge? What is that?
Well, before I go to my next attempt, I'm going to tell you, Peter, I am in your mastermind. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know that I run online memberships and programs?
I did not know that, Pagin. Actually, I think I did know that there, Pagin. Yes, I think I did.
All right. So as your mastermind person, you can reach out to me so I can give you some guidance and information if you want.
I need the guidance I can get, Pagin. Thank you.
But one of the things that I'm learning right now is Ann McNeil is putting this out live, and I've been sharing. I'm learning how to do share and watch parties. And we have Cindy T said she's really sharing about how much she's enjoying this. And she shared that I took a job that required me to know accounting skills. I was awful at math. I worked 70 hours a week to master the skills, and I finally understood math. I earned fast track status. We could always master topics beyond school if the desire is there. What I love, so I am in the process of learning through this experience and learning how we're reaching more people. Anybody that has not seen Ursula has an amazing video highlighting one of her legacy walls that's just magnificent. Yeah. If you don't know what a legacy wall is and you're an alumni from a college, high school that you love, you need to look at her legacy walls. For me, you can always reach me at www.powerwomenworldwide. If you want me to come in to speak, you go to pagin.com. I don't care where you find me. Just look for P-E-G-I-N-E Power on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm there for you, and just join me. I am so excited, and I'm excited that I get to be next to Galen, who also has an amazing video. And Galen, tell your thing.
Yeah, you know, so the thing that I'm, again, we talked about just kind of this drilling down that I'm focused that I'm on. And not only do I continue to want to get better at coaching, getting better at bringing the most out of leaders and their organizations and teams, but I'm wanting to understand how do I do that across cultures. So one of the things that I'm focused on right now as part of this program with emotional intelligence is how do I do that for people in other countries? I've got a relatively good understanding as to how business operates here in the U.S., but I'm currently working on a project where we're going to be supporting leaders in Paris, France, in Spain, in Venezuela. And right now I've got a client who's in Switzerland. So how do I take this passion that I have, this aptitude that I have for positively affecting leaders here in the U.S. to drive positive results? But how do I expand that across cultures in other countries? So that's really what I'm focused on right now. And I think that that's, again, an example of something that I don't know that a certification is going to help me with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm just jumping in. I've got a program that we're going to be executing the second week in May. So look for that May 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then there's another project that I'm working on similarly that's going to happen on May 7th. And again, we're just going to do what we do here in the U.S., but just expand it beyond the borders. You can reach out to me at Galen at killglobalcoaching.com. Let me spell that for you. It's Galen at K-I-L-N globalcoaching.com. I help leaders bake permanent success into their work and life. And I can't think of anything that I do that's more fun than hanging out with you guys on this show.
It is a lot of fun, Galen. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for chiming in, especially about your journey, because that also gives the audience a perspective of what it takes. It's an evolution of sorts. Ann McNeil, you are the master builder, but you've also kind of been the role model for us in this evolution, the evolution of our individual selves. So tell us a little bit about what's next on your horizons.
Well, Peter, when I started this journey and wrote, and this is what I encourage my coaching clients to do before we start, and I did it, which is to write my obituary. Write my obituary, and when I wrote it, I talked about what I wanted to be known for. And then backed it up, which is where we are right now. And I'm in my 40th year on that journey. And I'm doing exactly what I said 40 years ago I wanted to do. So to answer your question, my commitment to myself in my 70s, 80s, 90s, and I do expect to live past 100, my desire is to create an international mastermind association for individuals, families, to cover all areas of their life together, like what we're doing, utilizing the principles and the philosophy of this book. So I envision, going to Begin's point, of having online membership courses utilizing my materials of the McNeil Factor Mastermind system for businesses and individuals. So that's what I envision doing in terms of the future for me.
Wow. Wow. Good stuff. That's a very much in depth. I love what you just said there, Anne, about even well into your 70s, 80s, and 90s. What that said to me, it doesn't matter what your age is, where you are in your career, what you're doing right now, you can gain that specialized knowledge into whatever it is that you have a passion for. And in this chapter, it talks about that passion to be able to dive in and to see your vision through. So no matter where you are, make sure that you dive in from that perspective. Yeah, go ahead, Pagin.
And can you share, what is the link for your annual retreat? You know, so many of people have attended your annual retreat. They've experienced the dream that you have created. What is the website? Is it that they need to go to book their, to just check it out? Can you just share it so I can put it in the.
Yes, McKay, thank you for the question. It's International Masterminders with an S. And actually we're in communication now because of everything that's going on in the universe, if you will, about considering possibly building that now to be possibly online. We're prayerful that things will be back to normal, whatever the new normal is, but it's internationalmasterminders.com.
.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Peter, you've attended that conference. How was that? Like I know Anne's here, but it, like, really, is it worth it? You know, like, really?
Yeah, absolutely, Pagin. So for those of you, I'm big into every single day is a new beginning for me. I really think every single day I wake up and I have the new opportunity to start again and begin my life again and do things better than I did yesterday. This annual meeting that Pagin and Ann just mentioned there, that most of us have attended here, has been something that allows me to really not even just focus on that day, but focus on this next year coming up and also the rest of my life. You know, where am I with my goals? How are my goals shifted? And as Ann just mentioned, I've had the pleasure of also writing my own obituary. How am I doing in light of my obituary? Am I accomplishing those things that are in my heart? And I don't know about you. I want to leave a mark on this planet. I want to leave a legacy, for lack of a better word, even if not for myself, for my next generations, but for those around me, for sure. and how am I doing on that journey? This annual meeting really allows me to hone in on that, surround myself with people who are like-minded on this journey, and then ask them to hold me accountable. And truth be told, nothing really gets done in your life unless someone holds you accountable and says, hey, where are you? Where are you with that? You know, what's getting in your way? And I think this annual meeting really hones in on that for sure. So if you have the opportunity, please jump on the link is www.internationalmasterminds.com, where you can see the January retreat. Anne McNeil also has her information up there in the chat. Anne McNeil, did you tell us how to get in touch with you just in general?
Yes, thank you. It's annemcneil.com. That's annemcneill.com. And I have no problem in giving out my cell. That's 786, because I live on text, 786-546-0184. And like most of you, I'm on all the social media platforms, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, at Ann McNeil.
You know, thank you so much, Ann. Ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap up this session, I want to kind of finish it up with this. This knowledge just in general, first of all, does not stop with formal education. In order to really achieve your goals, your dreams, your passions, your visions, specialized knowledge is required. You're never too young, you're never too old to seek this out. So continue to surround yourself with the right individuals. Continue to pursue that specialized knowledge in your own field, in your own path, that will allow you to achieve success as you define it. There's no time like the present. There's no time like reaching out to us if you need some specific guidance in this specific knowledge. My name, of course, is Dr. Peter A. James. I am the High Performance Coach. You can reach me two ways. You can go to my website, shiftyourmindset.com, where we really allow you to think differently in order to accomplish your goals. But also you can reach me on any social media platform at Dr. Peter A. James. That's at DrPeterAJames. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have Think and Grow Rich. If you do not have a copy of Think and Grow Rich with you, and I'm not holding it up. Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. I got to go get it off the shelf. I'm looking at it. Hold on. I was looking at my digital copy, so I got to hold it up because I don't want to be left alone. Wait, I have two books too there, Ann. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not gotten a copy of Napoleon Hill's infamous text, his most popular text, Think and Grow Rich, you are behind the curve. Please jump on it and get a copy today. Get on Amazon, link with Ann McNeil if you want to get a copy also. There are so many ways. Until next time, make sure that you visit with us and sit with us every Saturday morning, same bat time, same bat place. We are holding up our text, everyone. Is someone going to get a snapshot of this as well? Thank you, Pagin. We're going to smile, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, until next week, please be safe. We look forward to seeing you all.